This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Rapper Mixiah Hernandez says he wants to be the voice of first-generation Latinos born in the United States. That's chutzpah, but Hernandez isn't just any aspiring musician. His father is Hernan Hernandez, frontman of the legendary norteño band Los Tigres del Norte. They formed in the 1960s and still have a huge following in the U.S. and Mexico. Mixiah and his younger brother Raul have just released their first album called Arriba y Lejos. It's an eclectic mix: reggaeton, cumbia, hip-hop, and a little of the old man's norteño as well. Mm-hmm. Raul y Mixiah, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for having us.
You're actually the first person that got Mixiah's name right.
Really?
Yeah, usually.
I'll have to call my high school Spanish teacher and say I did something correct. You guys did not always work together. What were you doing as musicians before putting together this record?
Well, yeah, Mixiah speaking. So, yeah, we both had our respective solo careers. After that, we decided to record a song called Todos Somos Arizona.
Right.
Which was in response to the SB 1070 law that was going on at the time. And so we wrote that song basically out of, you know, frustration. You know, we felt a sense of responsibility. You know, our father's band has always kind of been the voice for their generation in speaking on immigrant issues and social issues, political issues. You know, that kind of resonated with us. Jorge Ramos, who has his own show on Univision, actually invited us to his program. And from there, we decided, hey, let's get together and decided to make this a career, see if we can, how far we can get with it.
So you put that up, made that song, went on Univision, and suddenly everybody said, kids, you should be stars.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of how it happened,
yeah,
actually.
That's exactly how it worked. I mean, you know, we had a lot of comments, a lot of people, you know, saying, you know, you guys are brothers, you know, your dad's groups, they're brothers and a cousin, you guys should get together. It kind of made sense. We were like, we're always with each other all the time anyways. If we're in the studio together, we're writing with each other. And since we're 8 years apart, when we were younger, we never really used to spend that brother time together.
Oh, you're really the little kid.
Yeah. But now this brought us close and we're inseparable. We're at the hip pretty much every single day.
Since Todos Somos Arizona, are you still involved with immigration reform? I mean, the politics nationally of that have changed pretty dramatically in 3 years.
Of course. We're involved with the organization called MALDEF. We're also part of the Voto Latino. Those are issues that are very close to us. But with this album that we're promoting, Arriba y Lejos, we really tried to kind of stray away from that for this album to make a fun, diverse album. We feel that, you know, music is kind of an escape for some people, you know. We're just like, you know, any other Latino in the U.S., you know, who just wants to kind of forget about the situations for a while and relax, you know.
So talk to me about the various musical styles that are happening in this song.
I mean, it has a little bit of everything. It has that cumbia feel to it, but it also has that, you know, in the Latin industry, there's the music called tribal. It's really, really...
It's a fast-paced cumbia.
Yeah, fast-paced cumbia.
So you were born and raised and live in Northern California.
Correct.
Todos Somos Arizona was very much, as we heard, in Spanglish.
Right.
This album is mainly Spanish. Why that choice?
Well, but definitely, I think we just wanted to do a little something different artistically and creatively. Spanish, you know, was our first language at home. So when I write a song, I really wanted to, like, how do I speak at home? We'll be, you know, be mixing it up. We'll talk to my mom. Hey, how are you? ¿Hablaste con mi dad? You know what I mean? Did you talk with my dad?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we really wanted to, with this album, just really home in on Spanish and really hit the Mexican market, the Latin market, South America, Central America. And so in order to do that, we had to really be correct with our Spanish this time.
And I think that's why Todos Somos Arizona kind of had that little effect that it did because of who it was aimed towards. You know what I mean? A lot of people, well, obviously in Arizona, speak English and Spanish. So it's kind of one of those things that the youth kind of could catch on to. And they're like, oh, wow, you know, I hear the English. I also hear the Spanish. And it.
So looking back to your musical roots, people should know that your father's band, Los Tigres del Norte, has put out 4 dozen albums over the last 40 years and sold 30-some million records. They are pretty much the group who brought Norteño to this country.
Yeah.
I want to play one of their songs. This is Los Tigres' Jaula de Oro, which means golden cage?
Yeah, the gold cage, yeah.
which is a ballad about an undocumented worker who really wants to go home to Mexico, but his family isn't having it.
Yeah.
Cuando me acuerdo hasta lloro, y aunque la jaula sea de oro, no deja de ser prisión.
Escúchame, hijo, ¿te gustaría que regresáramos a vivir a México?
What you talking about, Dad? I don't want to go back to Mexico. No way, Dad.
Did that reflect your real life experience growing up? You guys just wanted to be Americans? Is there some basis in reality there?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anybody who's born here, you know, who have parents who were born somewhere else, you know, I think you have that loss of identity where you're, you know, you go to school and you learn one thing and then you go back home and you're learning another. And it gets really challenging because, I mean, of course, anybody who has friends wants to fit in. And as you get older, you start realizing, you know, you embrace your culture, you embrace everything that you were taught. But at the same time, you're born here, so you embrace, you know, the American side to it. You know, and that's what makes the hyphenated American so unique. You know, we hold on to our roots, but at the same time, we're going forward into the future, learning about different things and learning different cultures. You know, we have dual citizenship, so it was very important to our father that we become Mexican citizens.
And to us, yeah.
And to us also.
And now, Mixaya, you have kids.
Definitely, yeah.
So there's another generation removed from the homeland. And for instance, do you speak Spanish to your kids?
Oh, yes, I definitely do. I try to speak as much Spanish as I can to them. You know, but they're at that age, too, where they're, you know, they go to school and they, you know, the majority of their friends are speaking English. And, you know, they, like my brother said, they want to fit in. You know, I remember my personal stories, you know, going to Mexico and not fitting in there. They're right off the bat. They call you a pocho or, you know, a gringo. Or, mm-hmm. And then you come here back home. And it's just as bad, you know, they're calling you other racial names or just thinking that you're just Mexican and not knowing, you know, anything about American culture.
Mm-hmm.
I know my kids go through that. I know they have that culture shock sometimes. My wife, you know, she's actually African-American. So they have that, you know, they're mixed. And so they talk to me and they ask me questions, you know, well, can you teach me a little bit about, you know, our Mexican culture? And then they go to my wife, can you teach me a little bit our African roots? And so I know, you know, my younger son, we were watching the news when Obama got elected and, you know, the majority of the votes of the reason why he got elected was because of the Latino vote. And so he was very proud of that.
Yep.
You know, even though he didn't vote, but he felt that he made a difference.
So growing up in a household that I assume you were surrounded by Norteño music growing up, were there periods as you grew up where, like, it seemed old-fashioned and, like, enough of that, I don't want to listen to that anymore, Dad?
Yeah, I mean, you get that all the time. You know, I mean, our dad would come home and he'd be wearing the cowboy boots with the, you know, silk shirt with button down to the midsection and with the gold chain, you know, and you're kind of just like, Dad, really? Like, are you really wearing that right now? And then, you know, all of a sudden he comes home, he's playing the accordion, the valsexto, and you're just kind of like, oh, man, again? Yeah. So it's kind of those type of situations. You're just like, man, I just want to go into my room and listen to some, you know, Michael Jackson or some, you know, you know, James Brown
some
or something, you know? And
rap then, music.
You know, rap music and... But it, like I said, as soon as you get older, then you find yourself listening to the same music you were listening to when you were younger that your dad would put on and you'd be like, please shut it off, Dad. Please shut it off.
But I think those are experiences we wouldn't trade for anything. You know, my brother and I always laugh about those type of experiences. But I think if we didn't go through that, you know, we wouldn't be the people we are today.
Well, I want to play another song from the album where you can hear some of that Norteño influence. This is called Solo Para Ti.
Come on, come on. Oye, nadie te va a amar. Como yo te puedo amar, todo te lo quiero dar. Dame una oportunidad. Es que yo te quiero y no puedo olvidar. El fuego de tu cuerpo que me hizo enamorar. El brillo de tus ojos me hace paralizar. Eres mi tesoro y te quiero.
Yeah, it's a mixture of everything, you know. That's kind of, like I said, what we set out to do with this album. That's the day and age we're living in today, you know. I think there's really no boundaries. That's what the beautiful thing about this country is, you know.
Well, I want to thank you, Raul and Mexiah, so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Raul y Mexiah's album, Arriba y Lejos, is out right now, and you can listen to a track at studio360.org.